Hey, look, man, it's been 15 years since Super Size Me, the first one, and it seems like that was just yesterday to me. I don't know. Has it felt like 15 years to you?
Yeah, it has not, man. I feel like it was just yesterday that we made that film. It's crazy.
It is. And this time, I couldn't wait to talk to you because, Morgan, this is about chicken. And with this chicken investigation, I guess you could say, my grandfather had chicken houses when I was growing up. And I get this so clearly. Yeah. Oh, my God. Look, man, I would go in there when I was like 13, 14, and I'm over there. I want to smoke or something. I'd go outside, and I'm not recommending people do these things when they're 14, but a chicken house was the best place to do it because it smelled like ammonia piss so strong that nothing could overpower it, you know?
Yes. Yeah. It's crazy. It's one of the things where you go in those houses, and especially now today where there's, you know, 30,000 chickens in these houses, and these birds are being raised in conditions that are so crazy. Each bird essentially has a 1 foot, you know, 12 inches by 12 inches area that they spend their whole life in. It's untenable. And so part of what we talk about in this film is that how we raise these birds, how there's a better way to do this, the chicken farmers who are so disgruntled at the process, just like, you know, you grew up around, like there's a better way to make this happen.
Yeah. And I can tell you this too. Purdue had different standards than other chicken companies. And so my grandfather also had different standards in different houses. Unbelievable. I saw this with my own eyes. I saw one chicken get pumped up so much with steroids that he looked like Arnold Schwarzenegger and then fell over on those little stick legs and died.
Yeah, well, these birds, they get so big, they can't even support themselves.
Right.
Their legs will break, their bones will snap. They grow so fast that their heart can't even keep up, so they'll literally just have heart attacks. So their hearts will just basically explode in their chest, and they'll fall over.
Oh, my goodness.
And as a farmer told me, he goes, when the heart attacks happen, he goes, oh, that's good. He goes, that's how you know they're growing the way they're supposed to. That's how they know that something good is happening.
Oh, my God, we're talking with Morgan Spurlock, documentarian, but just a guy who's in touch. And you know what? I think there are very few people that can get a documentary into theaters, and you're one of them. This is great.
Yeah, it's exciting, man. And I love this film. I think people are really going to like it, too. I mean, it's one of the things where it's not preachy. It's not kind of telling you what to think. I mean, it's a fun movie. And you see me go on this journey of where I decided I'm going to open my own fast food restaurant that's called Holy Chicken. And you know, you see me raise my own birds. You see everything that it takes to get those birds from the barn onto a bun. I mean, it's eye-opening.
Wow, when you drew the grill marks. Woo! Hey, come on.
Well, that's a, you know. Well, listen, people want those grill marks to make themselves feel better about themselves. And so chains all across the country are putting fake grill marks on their chickens just to make you feel better.
I'm wondering, did you have any lasting effects from the McDonald's experiment?
Apart from just like a strong case of McPTSD, nothing else.
I bet you haven't been back. But Morgan Spurlock is with us.
I went back once. I went back once while we were making this film. That's the first time I'd been back in 12 and a half years.
That's right. I saw a picture of that, actually. Now, this Friday, the 13th, is going to be on demand and nationwide. So Super Size Me 2. This is in theaters all over the country coming up Friday, right?
That's right. So people will get to see Holy Chicken everywhere, and I can't wait for them to see it.
I can't wait either, man. I can't wait to see it personally. I was going to drive to Pennsylvania when it was in limited release just to be able to see it. Really? Hey, look, it takes a lot, Morgan, to get me to a theater, but the truth will get me there, and that's what I love, man.
Awesome. Well, now you get to enjoy from the comfort of your own home, which is, I mean, it's where most of us like to watch movies today. So the fact that it's going to be, you know, on your iTunes and Amazon on demand Friday is going to be great. It's a great Friday night. Order up some chicken sandwiches and, you know, and park it on the couch.
Eat some chicken while you watch some chicken and see if you get the whole thing down. Yeah, you might stop in the middle of your chicken. I love rotisserie chicken. Am I in a bad place with that?
I mean, it's not so much the way, unless you're deep frying birds. I mean, that's when suddenly you take it to a different place of how it's cooked. Like,
right.
I love rotisserie chicken, too. It just comes down to where are those birds coming from?
Yeah.
You know, in the United States, we eat 9 billion chickens a year, 300 chickens a second. I mean, that volume of birds has to be raised at such a scale that some things get sacrificed. And what starts to get sacrificed is health, it's quality, it's contentment for those birds while they're being raised. I mean, it's a sacrifice that we make for cheapness and quickness. And
yeah.
So I think that if you want a better rotisserie chicken, you just got to find out where the bird comes from.
Mm-hmm. Morgan Spurlock, I'm glad you're looking into this stuff, man, because we need to know.
that way you don't have to.
That's right.
That's the whole point.
I suffer
so you don't have to.
That's right. Yeah. I kind of had an idea, but you just confirmed all of it.
That's right.
Oh, hey, it's great, man. Thanks for coming on in Baltimore, Morgan. We'll keep the word out there.
My
I'm going to see it so I can spread the word too, man. I appreciate you.
Awesome.